two. This is going to be Dina.
Which is the what?
It is the auditors.
Oh, the auditors, yes. So what we're thinking about doing is we're going to keep, we would like to keep our same auditor company, the firm. So Crochet, Sango, Nanny, and Van Der Veen. What we would like to do, since we've had the same auditors, Pauline Sanguinetti and Donnie come out, is to change the auditors within the firm. Yeah, so just change the auditing team. And so that's what I would like to propose, and I would like to kind of request them to do that.
It doesn't require any kind of board approval.
Yeah. It does, yeah.
And it's an accepted practice.
It's okay
yes,
with
it
GFOA
is.
And
yes, it is.
I know they have an audit rotation
yes.
suggestion out there, but
yeah.
by changing the staff within the firm, that's all.
So, question, how long have we had them?
So, we have had Pauline under, so they were formerly Crochet Sanguin Crocheting Company. And so, Pauline was the primary there. And so, Virgil hired them before I got here. So, ever since I've been here, I've worked with Pauline.
So, a lot of years.
So, a lot of years. So,
how
I've been here 8 years.
We look at whether we should move or stay with them.
With?
We're staying with them. That's your recommendation.
Yes, it is.
How often?
Well, we looked at it was before our time, since our time has always been basically these auditing companies, which is acceptable. It's just you want to rotate the actual physical auditor, so
every,
I can't answer that question.
It was drastic the first
about
time
every 5 years
for a number of years.
Yeah.
I think in the GFOA recommendation, it's every 5 years.
It is.
And I think it was late in which term.
Eyes auditing their work in the past and going
forward. All right. We're good.
The next item is I just wanted to update you on the new well aid, what's been going on, because there's usually sometimes these get dovetailed into one committee, but finance really does need to be aware of what's going on. And so with well aid, We're busy looking at the potential sites right now for where we're going to have it. Now, our original CIP budget for the well, and you're free to correct me anytime I'm wrong on this, is $3.22 million. The $3.22 million really factored in not a standalone well, but where we're going to have to put a filter at the Willow Treatment, dig the well, put a filter in at the Willow Treatment Plant, and put in tanks at the Newport Treatment. And we did an analysis on whether it should stand alone or not. The consensus of the analysis is that we would benefit from a standalone well 8, preferably around the north end of town. And the rationale behind that is if the system went down, you could recharge, and it's potentially closer to tapping into East Bay Mud if there was some reason why we needed to do that. So the budget is done up. The budget in the 3.22 included some costs for land acquisition. We're not able to pin what that number is down yet. But we've also found out that probably we're going to pay a little more for the standalone well than if we had done it the other way around.
So it's going to be up to $3.7
million? Yeah, up to $3.7 million, but we are possibly eliminating two budgeted items off of that, the storage tank at Newport Treatment Plant and the filter project at Willow Lake. But we need to confirm with Justin a couple of other details.
Which I don't know how he says that saves us anything when the overall cost goes up. So we're still trying to pick down
yes.
the things.
So if the cost of the well goes up, but you delete other costs, would it come back, if you can come back with it, what would be the net change for the CIP budget? That might be helpful.
That's what we're trying to do.
I'm thinking we're going to save about $1 million because of the standard loan, but I need to confirm with Justin and kind of circle back around.
Okay. And you have several sites.
Yes, so we're looking at, so Mike Uraka, who will meet at the board meeting, if not in another committee meeting, so we'll wait for her, has been in talks with And then the third site is East Bay Mud has a property that goes around Knightson School and is just south of Knightson School. That's they have like 40 acres there, and so they potentially would be interested in working with us on selling the property or having a site there. So Mike's going to update the water and wastewater committee completely on that, but those are the things that we're looking at.
If you look at the East Bay Mud property, we certainly don't need 40 acres for a well, but would they be willing to subdivide and sell us 2 acres or whatever, you know, an acre or whatever we need?
The question originally was, is can we use 40 acres, and I don't think we can use 40 acres. It's the potentiality, we were looking at the 48 acres actually have potentially a perk site to eliminate this NPDES permit, maybe. But the expense of running everything up there, yes, just, it's not cost feasible. And the land up there actually has some drainage issues, potentially. So that's why the 40 acres. But either buying a piece of it or getting an easement are two viable ways to do it. So that's kind of where we're, it's just a general overview on that.
But we'll be looking for an update on the CIP budget and how all a couple of pieces net out in terms of total budget.
Correct. So when I first came in, 2.5 years ago, I went talking about this well, and I know I'm just throwing this out so I get kind of some feedback. There's no real answer. I talked to Virgil, who's no longer here, so he can't answer how much that well is going to cost. And his quote, his estimate was about $1.5 million, tops $2 million. That was 2.5 years ago. I know he kind of throws numbers out that may not be right, but he's about half of what it sounds like.
Yeah, so when we built Well 7, I think we spent almost $1.5 million to build Well 7, but it's definitely a different well. And let me see if I can remember why. I can.
And while she's looking for that,
yeah.
I'll just tell you, from my experience in the 2.5 years that I've been here, you say, how much is something going to cost? Mm-hmm. And they'll tell you, this is how much it's going to cost. And then you find out, well, you didn't ask about this, and you didn't ask about that, and you didn't ask about this. And all of a sudden, the real cost, by the time you get all the attenuating factors included, has grown to this, and that's why nothing comes in our budget. So now we're trying to approach you with this, and it's been a difficult task of changing the culture to get this. And that's what we're working on now. So that everything includes, like, they would tell you how much the low cost. Well, you may have to buy land, you might have to do these kind of things. So that's not really the true cost, it's just the cost to drill the well.
And did you find out?
No,
so,
I don't remember.
I'm looking for an answer. I'm just puzzled. But there is a solution in my mind, and that is for your staff, be very cautious before they spend numbers on, especially in the board. I can't criticize Virgil. He gave me the best we had when he had it. That kind of sets the groundwork as you move forward, and then when it comes in double the cost, it isn't. So if you're giving me that cost in the beginning, I said, okay, I'm calibrating on that cost.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is that we have to create CIP. And CIP is numbers, and it's things that you have to, we're projecting out how much we're going to spend 2 years from now, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years from now on a project. It becomes difficult, and then you throw in a trade embargo out of the middle of nowhere, and that's just effective. It can affect the cost by 30-40%.
Okay.
But I know what you're talking about. So that concludes.
Okay, that's the well
eight. Yes.
And that was fun.
Okay. So I'm going to work with Gregory on a reimbursement resolution for the denitrification project and possibly to include plant one as well. We are trying to nail down with him what the costs are going to be for denitrification and plant one. It's been a little bit of a difficult road. But I'm working on that reimbursement agreement so that if we do have to go out for financing, we are able to reimburse ourselves with the bond monies or any kind of monies that we need to finance, so.
How much are we up to now?
12 million.
So we're steady.
And that's not including plant one, right?
That's
including plant one.
But,
Only 50% more than the top dollar we were given before.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So at what point does a town of our size go back to the state, and I've already asked you this, mm-hmm. one-on-one, and say this is not practical? And if they tell us that, you know, I realize that we've got rates with communities, we're in the top 5%, 10% on wastewater now, when you compare to other towns on the charts that I remember, we're low on the freshwater, but the wastewater we're high. So we can double our rates and still won't pay nearly enough. Got to stop at some point. So this is, in 2.5 years, this is the third state mandated program I've seen. Someplace towns got to stop. And I know you would give me the example of Paradise,
right.
But I'd like to see an example of Discovery Bay.
Where we've been.
We'll fight it.
Somehow
this is, we're going to impose a huge burden.
I believe it was Stockton who decided to fight it.
Yes.
And they lost. And
yeah.
It was a huge, huge legal expense.
We have that. Maybe we can claim that we're underprivileged and get some recovery.
We are not.
We will be because we'll pay lawyers.
Yeah.
And then we'll have to raise the rates.
Yeah.
So
the
lawyers.
If we were a DAC community, call it a DAC, disadvantaged community, then you get ratings for that. For example, Bethel Island is a DAC. None of this is a DAC.
Mm-hmm.
So they get all the grants, they get all the preferential state acquiescences, if you will, and everything else. And it's my understanding that we did try. We I believe last year I asked Gregory to write them and see if we could get a delay. It's just they're very strict. I mean, we're willing to, if whatever the board directs us to do, we're willing to do. But in the meantime, we better be here enough for this.
Well, I realize we haven't got much time,
and
if we're going to meet it, but it's
well, I think you have to look at it too. It's not $12 million. It's $12 million over 30 or 40 years. So it depends on, I don't know what the payment on a $12 million bond is. But it would be. $800,000 a year, not $12 million. Because you don't have to come up with $12
million.
$800,000 a year. It's like buying a car. Yeah. You've got to pay it off over time.
And we did have some, I'm sorry, Ross, but we have some money, for example, the decision for the finance committee to make a recommendation to the board, once we have some harder numbers, is we probably have $4 or $5 million, hopefully, to be able to pay for all the plant one refurbishment, and they just only have to borrow out. Finance committee to help us make sense of what's the best avenue to do it.
And we never determined. We were looking to see if we could eliminate plant one, so it sounds like the direction is not
going in that direction. The master committee is not going in that direction. And you are, the water and wastewater committee is going to get an update on the alternatives that we were looking at today at the wastewater meeting. And then the reason why it's going through the wastewater meeting is we'll probably be looking for some decisions made by the full board under a similar presentation in another 2 weeks before things are starting, and that's the reason for the reimbursement resolution, because we're starting to spend money on
this. That's right. Well, that's important to start capturing those costs and put those on, bond them out if we can, because you should pay them out over a long period as is reasonable, so that the people today don't pay for the benefit of somebody 20 years from now.
I'm not happy because we're like little ducks and we're sitting there getting pushed along. And in some place you've got to stop this. And it's great to do this, but we're not a town that can tax and recover. And $800,000 a year for 4 years is a lot of money stacked on top of the $8 million that we just did, stacked on the $1.5-2 million that we did for the meters. I mean we're like going down this slippery slope very fast. And we always pension money,
Well, from the information that I'm getting is that, well, they would have to turn around and say, you know what, never mind. You guys don't need to go from drinking water to baptism. That's what I call it. That's what essentially how they want us to do, right?
Yeah.
And that's just not in their vocabulary to do that. They come in, things are getting more stringent. Things are becoming more, you get these scares like going on in Michigan and things like this with lead in the water. The testing is increasing, the mandates, the lead tests that we've had to do every single year. Things are becoming more stringent in ensuring that the public is being delivered the highest quality water. And I don't think they go backwards on that. And from the agency that we know Stockton did, tried it, it ended up, you're going to do this.
We're not trying to go back.
Well, we
can tell
what I mean.
We can help ask
well, true.
If we argue.
Well, the argument is our water's just fine. Why are you making us go through this? The feds are not making us go through this. The water quality that we put into the Delta, discharge into the Delta, is far superior to have the Delta water itself.
Mm-hmm.
So this is absolutely not required. This water is not being put back out into the community for drinking purposes or crops or anything else. So why are you doing this? I don't think you need to do this. And we asked for even a delay of the meeting. But you'll be at the wastewater committee meeting, and I think that's a fair question to get a better answer for Greg.
I'm done.
Thank you. I can just tell you that staff gets these things and it's just as frustrating. Because we're where the rubber meets the road and you're trying to get this stuff done.
All right, so a resolution will be coming at the next board meeting.
Hopefully. Yeah, as soon as I can get from Gregory a good dollar amount, I have the resolution and I have it all ready to go. I just need to make sure I have the right dollar amount in there and the projects included in there properly.
Do you have to put a dollar amount or just the projects?
You do. All our past resolutions had a dollar amount in there, and it probably was a little higher than we needed just to make sure. So, I mean, I can just kind of put in 14, yeah. But I want to make sure I have the right project listed in there as well.
Actually, the last resolution included denitrification in there.
It did.
Even though we didn't do the denitrification part. So we want to make sure that we capture, we want to find out from Gregory, we're looking at plant one